deceptive. The three suspects in court today are being held on more than $1 million bail. A fourth suspect is slated to appear in court Wednesday. Alex Kellogg, NPR News.
On Wall Street, an hour before the opening bell, Dow futures up 11. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from MassMutual. For 160 years, working to help families understand the importance of life insurance at facebook.com/MassMutual. This is WCVE Public Radio. Time now for certified financial planner Brian Ford, who joins us Monday mornings at this time from RBC Wealth Management, for his weekly analysis of the business and financial news. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, the October rally on Wall Street appears to be picking up some steam. Looks quite nice.
Yeah, how about that? It's now been three consecutive weeks for the S&P 500, four if you're counting the Dow Jones Industrials, but it sort of is adding to a lot of investors' perplexity. You remember, August and September, Wayne, were just plain bad. The question is, for a lot of investors, is now the time to get back in? Is now the time maybe to cash out some? You and I are going to talk further about these details later in this report, but for many people, the ugliness of the late summer, August and September, has cleared up surprisingly quickly. In fact, those third quarter statements you may have just gotten in the mail a couple of weeks ago, you're going to have to look at some new numbers, which may be up. Of course, the biggest overhang remains the European debt crisis. And no doubt, Wayne, you and many of our listeners are tired of hearing us talk about it, just as we are tired of trying to make sense of what seems to be an imponderable situation every day. Where we are now is that the likelihood of a big, quick fix that we may have expected that might have happened this weekend in Brussels, Belgium, is very low. Excuse me. And there's yet another summit of the key leaders, which is France and Germany at this point, on Wednesday to announce progress on basically how they're going to restructure Greece, how they're going to deal with any further bailouts of Spain, Portugal, Italy, or Ireland. And so we're just hanging in the balance right now.
Mm-hmm. Some corporate earnings are coming out, and some are looking better than expected.
Yeah, I would say they are better than expected, again. There's only been about a third of the S&P 500, Wayne, that's reported so far for the third quarter. But about two-thirds of them have reported positive earnings surprises, and that's good. In fact, this morning, Caterpillar had a big beat of their earnings expectations and their revenue, which is a really big deal. Caterpillar is sometimes seen as a precursor of the housing market, so that's a positive sign. They also announced that they continue to hire, and you know, they Caterpillar is a Peoria, Illinois-based company, so they're right in middle America. Basically, the guidance, though, for many companies for this quarter, Wayne, is companies are just holding off and talking about what's going to happen next year. Frankly, it's hard to blame them because so many uncertainties around. So a lot of companies are just unsure what to say about their earnings for the next year. This week, we're expecting a lot of major industrial companies like DuPont, 3M, BP, UPS. We're even going to hear from Amazon and U.S. Steel this week. We're also going to hear this week that the third quarter GDP numbers are going to be coming out. We're expecting a positive number. Basically, anything under 2% at this time would be considered a bad number.
Mm-hmm. We have about 2.5 minutes left. Some good news for Social Security recipients. For the first time in 3 years, their monthly benefit check will be going up, cost of living increase.
Yeah, how about that? This is good news for savers and retirees. As you say, the numbers just came out for 2012. For the first time in 3 years, Social Security checks will be up about 3.5% next year. It's been well documented here and other places that there are have been no cost of living adjustments for 2010 and 2011, despite the fact that most retirees saw their food, fuel, and health care costs rise sharply during that time. The other bump, Wayne, is in the 401k marketplace, where participants will be able to put sock away $17,000 per year pre-tax starting next year. That's up about $500 from 2011 levels. The catch-up provision for people who are over 50 years old stays the same for 401ks. That's about $5,500 per year. Also staying the same next year are IRA levels, individual retirement account levels, at $5,000, and the catch-up there of $1,000 stays the same. But the bottom line, Wayne, is that this is good news for retirees and savers.
Mm-hmm. Well, what sectors are doing best in this stock market rally?
Well, it's a good question, and we could spend a lot more time on this, but I'll just delve into this quickly. Over the last few weeks, the market hit its low so far on October the 3rd, just 3 weeks ago. It's basically been the biggest three-week rally in a couple of years. The ones that have done the best thus far have been energy, financials, industrials, and materials. All of them are up over 10% just in the past 3 weeks. But now let's not get too excited. Three of those four industries are still down for the year, not to mention the fact that financials and materials are still down over 10% for the year. That just shows you how far they had gone down prior to this. Interesting stat, Wayne. If you take away the three biggest one-day gains this year, just the three biggest days up, the overall market would still be down about 10% this year. It's basically kind of flat to a little bit up right now. However, that flip side works too. If you take away the three worst days this year, the overall market would be up 10% year-to-date. This just shows how volatile things have been so far. In fact, we have now gone over 60 consecutive days of greater than 1% swings throughout the day. That just means we're going up and down in big fashion. We went down big in August and September, big up now here in October.
Okay, our time's just about gone for today, Brian, so thanks very much.
Okay, have a good week.
Okay, you too. Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management. Portions of today's programming are made possible by Joe Cates and Nicole Anderson Ellis, wishing Eugenia Anderson Ellis laughter, illumination, and adventure on her birthday and throughout the year. It's 8:40.